Hello, Malcolm here. This is Quiet Time Coaching. These podcasts are designed to help us to have the most authentic, intimate, and satisfying walk with God that we possibly can. Times of Bible study and prayer and other spiritual disciplines are what we often call a quiet time, but, well, so much more than just that. Now, a couple of things before we start today. Firstly, the gas men in the area are digging up the gas mains on my street. So if you hear drills and digging, I apologise. Not much I can do about that. I've gone to the quietest part of the house, so hopefully we won't be disturbed too much. And also, this is a bit shorter than usual because, well, I'll explain. The title of today's podcast is How to Be Grateful in Advance. How to Be Grateful in Advance. Subtitle: What My 32nd Wedding Anniversary Taught Me. Yes, today. Today is our wedding anniversary. It's our 32nd wedding anniversary. And I know I'm a lucky man. God gave me a wonderful woman. And I must say, I am brimming over with gratitude. Shall I tell you why? I think I will. I don't think you can stop me. So, here's the thing. On Monday, Penny, my wife, surprised me. Well, she often surprises me, but surprised me in a particular way. She told me that we were going away for the night on the Tuesday, and that we were going to a particular hotel called the Grove Hotel. It is a very nice hotel, not the kind of hotel I would have expected us to be able to go to. Well, of course, one of our church members works there, and Penny had arranged for her to get us a room there at a discount, which is fantastic. So thank you so much, Simone. So because of that, which is wonderful, and we've been away, I'm making everything a bit shorter this week, including this podcast. But I did want to bring you some spiritual lessons I learned from this experience that struck me on reflection. So the actual going to the hotel was fantastic. The reality was amazing. It's an 18th century country mansion converted into a luxury hotel, and our room was gorgeous. The bathroom was luxurious. The bath was huge. You could almost swim in it. The evening meal was amazing. We both had the lamb shoulder melting in the mouth. The grounds are stunning. 300 odd acres of countryside. Beautiful. We had a lovely walk in the morning on the Wednesday. I felt special. I was in a special place with a very special person who was helping me to have an experience of love in a very special way. What an amazing time. And today is actually the specific anniversary. We got married 32 years ago today. And so I'm reflecting on what I noticed about myself this last couple of days. It's interesting, on the Monday after Penny told me we were going away, my mood changed. I felt significantly different. I worked hard that evening until late, and it didn't bother me. I bounced around all day Tuesday. I had more energy. I was more friendly to strangers. I was more giving to my friends. In fact, I'm still basking in the gratitude afterglow. So what was going on? What was different? Well, simply that I had something exciting to look forward to. And I had someone for whom to be very grateful for providing this experience. I had a clear vision of what would be good about the future. Now, isn't that why? Isn't that why we pray? Isn't that why we read our Bibles? Because we're going to receive. We are receiving good things from God. God's got good things in mind for us in this life, and he's got good things in mind for us in the next. So that's why we pray. That's why we read our Bibles, so that we don't lose sight of what is on offer. I was on Monday and Tuesday grateful in advance, and it made a huge difference to how I lived for several days. So how can we be grateful to God in advance? Well, here's my suggestion for this week. Why not pray through Psalm 100? It's got to be one of the greatest passages on gratitude in the whole Bible. Here it is. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Wow, what an amazing psalm. Pray through the psalms, the themes of this psalm, and I dare you not to feel your gratitude grow. I know it will. But do that this week and let me know how it affects you. How does it affect you to pray through that and pray with gratitude and be refreshed in your gratitude? So here's a thought. I've got a question for you. What helps you to look forward to the future with positive anticipation? Maybe praying through a psalm like this, but perhaps you have other ways to keep that sense of gratitude. What helps you to be grateful in advance? Please let me know. Leave a comment here where you hear this podcast, where you read the blog. Please leave a public comment if you can, because then we all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. So one last favor, could you please pass this on? Pass this on to one other person. Let somebody else know about this. Tweet it, stick it on your Facebook page, forward the link via email to somebody, but pass it on just to one other person. If you found this helpful, please do that. Thanks so much. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week of high quality quiet times. And until the next time, God bless.